Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Monica with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. With exactly 8 years to go until the Brisbane Olympics, two flying taxi companies will today announce plans to introduce their services in Brisbane before 2032. US-based company Whisk and Sky Sports International will announce an entry-to-market proposal today, with plans to undertake an analysis of regional travel patterns, conduct feasibility studies, and engage with communities to identify takeoff and landing locations in the region. The Australian Civil Aviation Safety Authority approved formal guidelines for what they call advanced air mobility last year to be introduced in Australia from 2027. Queensland school bus drivers will not benefit in any way from a wage hike implemented across the industry to level the playing field. School routes would not be covered by the state government's $35 per hour pay parity agreement for Southeast Queensland regional urban bus drivers, according to Translink. Jason O'Dwyer, Executive Director of the Queensland Bus Industry Council, stated that school bus drivers would receive $10 per hour less compensation for performing the same task as their urban colleagues. Mr. O'Dwyer said that, quote, "The state and federal government have been very clear about same job, same pay, but when the rubber hits the road in this industry, we don't seem to get that." In national news, Brittany Higgins has said she was compelled to sell her new French property and has already incurred legal bills exceeding $1 million in her defence against a defamation lawsuit filed by Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds. The former Minister of Defence is suing Higgins in the Supreme Court of Western Australia, claiming that posts Higgins made on social media damaged her reputation. Higgins apologised earlier this year, but mediation has not succeeded, and Higgins' former boss Reynolds is pursuing legal action. In a defamation court proceeding earlier this year, Judge Michael Lee concluded that on the balance of probabilities, Lermon had likely sexually assaulted Higgins in 2019. Reynolds claims she wants to clear her name of the charge following the purported rape, where she had been accused of failing to, quote, support Ms. Higgins and instead, quote, subjected her to a dreadful and damaging political cover-up. Researchers are looking into the practice of warren ripping, which typically entails destroying or blasting the underground system of rabbit tunnels to cut off the food supply of feral cats. Cats eat rabbits, despite the fact that they are pests in and of themselves, destroying habitats and displacing native species for food. This can lead to sheep miscarriages due to toxoplasmosis, a disease carried to pastures via the excrement of cats. Farmer Stuart Burberry stated that toxoplasmosis can be, quote, absolutely devastating for his flocks. Experts have claimed that warren ripping could not be used as the only solution to reduce feral cat populations due to the enormity of the problem. According to Gillian Basnett from the Centre for Invasive Species Solutions, cats still need to be culled. In international news, the Israeli parliament has given preliminary approval to a bill that would declare the main United States Relief Organization for Palestinians, the UNRWA, a terrorist organization and will sever relations with the body. The move comes after a sustained Israeli push against the agency, in which Israeli officials have accused them of collaborating with Hamas in Gaza. Several countries, including Australia, suspended funding to the organization in the wake of these accusations. Israel is yet to provide any evidence of these claims to a UN-approved review. In a statement, UNRWA spokesperson Juliet Tomar said that this was yet another attempt to dismantle the agency and that, quote, such steps are unheard of in the history of the United Nations. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with Morning with More. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.